This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Megan Spindler, last name S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, D for David, L for Larry, E for Europe, R. First name Megan, M for Mary, E for Europe, G, A for Apple, N for Nancy, period. Today's date is January 19, 2023, period Niperakrav. She's a 36-year-old female patient who comes with a history of uncontrolled hypertension, period. She says she has been noticing some lightheadedness and headache for last 1 or 2 days, and with her past history of hypertension, she felt that her blood pressure may be high, period. She then went to the primary care physician's office where blood pressure was 160 over 120 millimeters of mercury, and she was referred for consultation and management, period. New paragraph. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. History of lightheadedness with a sudden change of position, but otherwise no syncope and no dizziness, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she may be able to walk 0.5 to 1 mile, period. No history of palpitation, comma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. The no history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She's a housewife, period. Her height is 5 feet 4 inch and her weight is 130 pound, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She was noticed to have high blood pressure at the time of first pregnancy and delivery, period. Second pregnancy, she had a pre-eclampsia. P for Peter, R, E for Europe, C for Charlie, L for Larry, A for Apple, M for Mary, P for Peter, S for Sam, I for India, A for Apple. At the time of third delivery, she had a eclampsia. E for Europe, C for Charlie, L for Larry, A for Apple, M for Mary, P for Peter, S for Sam, I for India, A for Apple. This delivery was 4 years ago, and since then she is known to have high blood pressure, period. The third child was complicated by having some fetal cerebrovascular accident. Fetal, F for Frank, E for Europe, T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry, cerebrovascular accident. On December 15, 2018, she had a tubal ligation, period. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 4 years, but prior that, as mentioned about during the pregnancy, she was noted to have high blood pressure, period. No history of diabetes, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Social history. She takes about 1 or 2 cups of coffee per day, period. She takes alcohol socially, period. And no smoking, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both. Dorsal speed is 2/4 and both posterior tibial 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, new paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 164/120 millimeters of mercury, period. Next line. Few minutes later, blood pressure in right arm is 160 millimeters of mercury systolic, period. Blood pressure in right leg, 156 millimeters of mercury systolic pressure, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click and 2 to 3/6 ejection systolic murmur in the left lower parasternal area, period, which may suggest mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Next line, no S3 and no S4 noted, period, new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and no significant abnormal findings noted, period. The patient does have sinus arrhythmia. Sinus arrhythmia, A-R-R-H-Y, T for Tom, H, M for Mary, I for India, A for Apple, period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient blood pressure is significantly high, and even after she took all her medicine in the morning, it has remained high, period. She has a symptom in relation to high blood pressure of headache and lightheadedness, period. New paragraph. The patient was advised to discontinue her diltiazem, D for David, I for India, L for Larry, T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple, Z for Zebra, E for Europe, and M for Mary, period. She was asked to take nifedipine, N for Nancy, I for India, F for Frank, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E, XL, X capital, L for Larry capital, 30 milligram POHS, period. She was advised to take bistolic, B for boy, YS, T for Tom, O, L for Larry, I for India, C for Charlie, 5 milligram PO once a day, period. Her olmesartan was changed to 20 milligram PO twice a day, olmesartan O, L for Larry, M for Mary, E for Europe, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, period. She was asked to continue chlorthalidone 25 milligram PO once a day and potassium tablet 20 MEQ PO once a day, period. New paragraph. She was advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, period. She was asked to monitor her blood pressure at home and returned to clinic in 1 week with her blood pressure instrument, period. She was also given labetalol, L for Larry, A for Apple, B for Boy, E for Europe, T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 100 milligram PO 3 times a day as needed for diastolic above 100 millimeters of mercury, period. She was advised to do Chem-7 in 1 week, and depending on the response to treatment, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. Face to face, more than 70 minutes were spent in evaluation of the patient, coma, discussion of their finding and plan for treatment, with the goal initially to decrease the diastolic below 100 and then ultimately diastolic 80 or below, period. Instructions were given for the diet and as well as various medication which are important for her to follow regularly, period. She did understood suggestion well and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one